A convicted sex offender has been found guilty of hacking the Jumbotron at the Jacksonville Jaguar Stadium. A federal jury in Jacksonville convicted Samuel Arthur Thompson of hacking the Jumbotron at Jaguar Stadium after the teen learned he was a registered sex offender and fired him. According to court records, Thompson, from St. Augustine, was found guilty of multiple child pornography counts and of being a felon in possession of a firearm. According to prosecutors, Thompson used remote access software to control the Jumbotron during three 2018 season games, causing the video boards to malfunction repeatedly. Thompson faces a mandatory minimum of 35 years in prison when he's sentenced March 25th. I'm Norman Hall.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,